Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. One.
What up, though? October 3rd, 2016. The summer's over. It is officially cuffing season, I believe. Fall is cuffing season, so you know, all the BBWs, y'all get to flourish right now. All of us skinny and shape bitches, like, our lane is slowly closing. So shout out to all the BBW women that are excited about cuffing season. Shout out to all the people up top that love this old changing weather shit, where you get to wear Timberlands and hats and scarves and jackets and all that shit I have no interest in wearing down here in South Florida. Speaking of South Florida, I'm going to send a prayer out to everybody here, because Hurricane Matthew appears to be acting like a fucking asshole right now. I believe he's in Haiti and the Bahamas right now, maybe running amok and shit, headed towards us. I'm in Tampa, so I don't think we're going to catch the storm, but I do have a house in Miami, so I'm a little bit nervous. I do have the shutters and all that shit going on. So everybody down here in South Florida and up the coast, you guys, please prepare, because Matthew is being a fucking asshole right now. So what else is going on? We're almost into No Shave November. Shout out to all the beard gang, all the guys that don't shave in November. And then, you know, next is the dumper December. That's when all the guys fucking dump their girls because they don't want to buy them Christmas presents and they want to fuck other girls for New Year's. So these next three months are kind of sad, honestly. Kind of sad 3 months. It's like a holiday, which is happy, but then sad, because all we do as Americans is get fat and stay in the house and get people pregnant and then dump them. And yeah. That's the American way. But I want to thank you guys for joining me. I almost wasn't doing a show today because I couldn't get a reporter to come on and talk to me about the Giants. I don't have a lot of knowledge about the Giants. I have a little bit, but I do have a friend that's going to join me today and help me break down the Monday night game just a little bit. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff as well. We're going to talk about Nat Turner's Birth of a Nation that's coming out this Thursday night and midnight Friday, technically. We'll talk about the movement of Kaepernick and some of the other players that are still protesting for oppression and black rights and all those things. We'll definitely talk about Kim Kardashian allegedly getting robbed. You know, I don't believe shit that comes out of those Kardashian mouths. And the NBA is back. I know it's just preseason, but I'm excited. I'm lit. So the only person that I felt like I wanted to discuss all these things with that would crack jokes with me and talk some shit with me is my homie Hustle. I don't know if you guys remember him, but Hustle is a friend of mine from Dallas. Very, very good guy. Lots of sports knowledge. Big time basketball IQ. So I asked Hustle to join me today for the fuckery. Hustle, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Miko? You know, we enjoying the Dallas weather right now.
What's the weather like in Dallas?
Well, right now, it's like, it feel like California. Like, you know, feel good in the daytime, and it's kind of cool at night.
Oh, okay. It's,
you know, fall season.
Fall. So do you guys have to wear a jacket at night now?
Yeah, you got to wear, like, a little jacket or a long sleeve, something that magnitude.
I'm picking up some flubbering of your phone. I don't know what that is, but it's like a little bit of static. I just want to make sure my sounds are good, because you know I'm a professional now. I'm on Audio Boom now. Shout out to Audio Boom for giving me a contract. Did I tell you about that?
You didn't tell me about that. Ah, when did this happen?
They've been asking me all summer, but I didn't do it. And so I finally decided to do it last month. I signed a contract with Audio Boom. So now I'm no longer on SoundCloud. I'm only on Audio Boom and iTunes. And so with Audio Boom, they have advertising and stuff that plays on your podcast. And then, you know, people can hire you to do live reads, which is something I haven't done yet. But I'm waiting for my first live read. So if anybody wants to advertise their business on my podcast, I have a great speaking voice. I do well with those things, right, Hustle?
Man, taking the next step toward being official, being very positive.
Yes, I'm going to do a great job at these live reads. I cannot wait to put my own little spin on them. But shout out to Audio Boom for believing in a young G such as me. But I wanted to talk to you about some of the stuff that's going on. We're going to get into this Giants and Vikings very crucial game later on today. I hope you're a little bit prepared. I know these aren't either of our teams, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it. But before we get into
it. It's my conference.
It's your comfort. What?
NFC East. It's my conference.
That is true because you are a Cowboys fan, right?
Yeah, we represent Dak to the future.
Oh, my God. How's Dak doing, by the way? Because, you know, I started him this week.
Oh man, he 2 touchdowns. He's getting comfortable. His pocket presence is like the best since Tom Brady. I know I'm jumping the gun, but
get the fuck out of here.
Hey, look, no interceptions, 4 games with the star on the helmet.
Hustle, your sound. Your sound. There's something going on. What kind of you got a flip phone? Is this a trap phone?
I don't know.
Nigga?
Tell me, is this better?
Talk again.
Is it better now?
Yes. What was it on before?
I don't know. I just put it on speakerphone now.
No, it's still doing it. You got a trap phone, don't you?
Don't judge me.
And that shit probably got cracks and all types of shit all over it. I know you. You drop your phone. You don't even care. You just put it up to your ear, cracked and everything. I already know you, Hustle.
I got a good case now. I got an otter box now. Otter.
It's too late when it's already cracked and abused. You can't put the otter box on after. After you done boxed it up. But anyway, I know you've been paying attention to the movement and Kaepernick, and I know I haven't gotten your opinion on it. Let me just break down a little bit of history for some people that don't know our history. Hustle and I have been friends, I want to say 10 years now. Am I right? About 10 years.
A little over.
Yeah. We've been friends a little over 10 years through mutual friends. Hustle is, you played college basketball, right?
Yes.
College basketball, what was you, a three guard, 2-3 guard?
Nah. Yeah, I was a three.
A
like
three?
0.3.
Okay. Yeah. What college you go to? They want to know.
D3. I went to Mountain View.
That's cool. Mountain View. Hey, it don't matter what division it is, my nigga. Some people can't make any division, so you better represent that shit. Anyway, so Hustle and I have a lot of basketball conversation. We used to play in a fantasy league together. I quit the fantasy league this year. Because, can you tell them why? Because I don't want to say it the way I say it. Because I know our friends listen that I quit the league in. Do you know why I quit?
I really don't know. I want to know. Tell me breakdown of why you quit.
Because we have a bunch of people in our group chat that are fucking bitches. Like, we were having discussions in our group chat about real life stuff. Things that I can't talk about on social media. I talk about a lot of stuff on social media, but the core of me, like my true feelings, I discuss in group chats amongst people that I trust and I'm friends with. And our group chat just, you know what I'm saying? It just seems like a whole bunch of all lives matter type niggas in the group chat. And I felt a way about that.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. Yeah, that rubbed you the wrong way.
It rubbed me all the way the wrong way when I'm hearing black men saying things like, well, they should comply. Well, they shouldn't run. Well, I mean, you can't just say that all cops are bad. There's some really good cops. I don't want to hear that in my group chat. I really don't. I really don't, especially with black men. And it's like there's only two girls. It's only two girls in the group chat. Shout out to Sierra. It was only two girls and black men. And I just feel like everything that was happening in our world in the last 3 years, they were oblivious to it. Like they had no reaction to it. There was nothing inside of them that made me feel like I wanted to like still talk to them. Like nothing. That's not Kyle. Now, Kyle, I give him a pass because Kyle is always overseas. Kyle is always not there. And Kyle just got married and had a baby. He got a lot of shit going on. But some other niggas in the group, I just felt away. And I was just like, I can't bring anything positive to this group anymore. I'm just going to be a bitch in here every day. Like a fucking bitch. Come in talking shit, saying rude shit just to piss people off. So what was the purpose? So I just left.
It's just a process. Everybody's not a free thinker. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's I feel like that plays a big part in it. Everyone's not a free thinker, meaning that the media, things they see and hear, kind of determines their way of thinking. They're not going to think outside the box. So sometimes it takes a lot more for somebody to wake up, as we as a term we use. It just takes a little more.
Yeah. So no, they aren't free thinkers. I just feel like a lot of people don't want to, like, be honest about what's really happening. They would rather just make up excuses and just duck behind something to not keep it real about what's really going on. And that's annoying to me.
Well, a lot of times, if it don't directly affect them, they don't see a correlation. Like, I feel like a lot of times it has to directly affect them. Like, you know, they're not afraid for their daughters if they don't stay in those type of neighborhoods, or their sons if they don't stay in those neighborhoods. So they're not in that type of environment. I feel like sometimes they don't really care about speaking out or, you know, things of that nature. I mean, it's very frustrating, but at the same time, you want people that's in those successful positions to speak out and do more.
You know what's crazy? I've lost some friends ever since this whole situation of protests and things have been going on, and not just real friends, but like social media friends, people that you don't know, people that you always like communicated with online, you thought was cool. And then you find out they're part of the All Lives Matter group. And it's just like, ugh. Like, ugh.
Man, like,
how can you even
deal with you?
How can people say All Lives Matter? I don't even know how you can say that. It wasn't even a thing until Black Lives Matter started to emerge. So you're just saying it because you're basically saying Black lives don't matter. That's how I feel about it. Because if all lives mattered, if they truly mattered, we wouldn't have to say Black lives matter. It wouldn't make any sense, would it?
I mean, perfect sense. That's perfect sense. But that goes back to the example of how the media determines people's thinking. They didn't accept the term All Lives Matter till that's what was pushed to the forefront. And now they, you know, it's just like now just because a group of the mass media says that this is what makes sense, even though it's illogical at best.
LeBron James said All Lives Matter. Did you hear him? He said a whole bunch of stuff. And then at the end of it, he said All Lives Matter. How did you feel about that? Because, you know, we have the same feelings in regards to LeBron as the athlete, as a good man, and all the things that he does in the community and you know, everything. So how did you feel when you heard LeBron say All Lives Matter?
I was pissed off.
Me too.
I was sincere. I feel like you can't slap in the face. I feel like you can't start to say, oh, I'm scared for my son's life. I'm afraid for this. Then finish the sentence off with All Lives Matter. What's the point of saying all that if you're going to finish it off with All Lives Matter?
Typical straddler. He's straddling the fence. He's trying to stay on the good side. Like, I don't want LeBron James to be on the good side. I want him to be on the right side. The right side is what he should be on. And it's offensive to me because I truly know. I know that LeBron knows that there's problems. There's big issues. He talked about it and everything. So in order for you to end that with All Lives Matter, all you're telling me is that you're pussy. That's it. There's no reason to. You don't have to say Black Lives Matter. You don't have to say that. But you for damn sure don't need to say All Lives Matter, because when you say that, you're defeating Black Lives Matter. When you say Blue Lives Matter, you're basically saying fuck Black Lives. It doesn't. Neither of All Lives or Blue Lives Matter ever was said until Black Lives Matter started to emerge. So if someone says Blue Lives Matter, what are they saying about Black people? What are they saying?
They're walking that coon line.
The coon line. That's exactly what it is. And people think that if you are an advocate and you like what Black Lives Matter is doing, that you hate all cops, that you somehow hate white people. No, what I'm saying is Black fucking lives need to matter, because they have never, ever in the history of black people being on this soil mattered. Not never. Not one time, not one generation, not one era, not one decade. We have never fucking mattered in this country. And we're fed up. And we would like for someone to acknowledge it and say, you know what? You guys are right. Black lives have never mattered. And we need to start fixing that. That's progress to me. That's the only progress I'm accepting, is our government and our judicial system and our police departments to acknowledge that there's some shade. Our educational systems need to acknowledge it. There's a lot of different areas that aren't just about police brutality and oppression and all these things. I don't know if you know this, but David West, he spoke about this.
Man, he good. He speaks very highly. What did he say?
I'm gonna give you the Cliff's Notes. He basically said he has been protesting the national anthem for years now, and nobody ever noticed it until the game started. And what he does is he's the last person to come out of the locker room for the lineup for the national anthem, and he steps a couple of feet back from the line. And they asked him, you know, because there was nobody protesting the game. And then he was like, yeah, I am. I'm doing this because I've been doing this. He was like, I don't want to just do it for police brutality. He said, basically, this country doesn't respect black people as human beings still. There's no humanity in our race, from us and from any other race. And the majority of the people that run this country are white. So white people do not respect us as humans. And he was like, forget police brutality. Forget all the court stuff and the jails and the prisons, all that. He started from the root of it. And he talked about education, which is a big problem, because as people should know, in the lower income black communities, there's barely schools. And if there are schools, there's barely books. And if there are books, the books are full of shit. And then we're expecting these kids to go out and be, you know, positive and impactful human beings in our society. And we haven't given them the information and the proper education. They can't, you know, all these standardized tests for kids that aren't even getting taught properly. Like, what? And that's where he said he deals with a lot of the grassroots organizations that are, you know, beating the pavement and trying to make changes from the bottom, from all the way at the bottom to elementary school type of thing. So there are people protesting in other ways and people just don't know it. But the fact that Kaepernick kneeled is what's making people talk about the ways that they are protesting and the ways that they're trying to help in their community.
That's why those words for LeBron are so hurtful. It's just because like you said, if you're not in the community and say you're from the community, you can't say you're from that area and you're never there to help those people. Like, and that's what I respect about David West. He's there to help those people. And if you're not going to be there, at least be real. Like Popovich. Like, I understand. like you have to. That's Popovich and he's white. He said he understands.
Popovich says, I have never in my life had to discuss with my children any type of procedure or, you know, scare tactic or be careful when they're pulled over by the police. And he said, all of my black friends, every black person I know has had to have that talk with their children. And he was like, I don't understand what that's about, but I know that it's a problem. And then that right there means that we need to have a discussion and things need to change. Period. He didn't say all lives matter. He didn't say black lives matter. He basically said it's some shit going on with black people in this country, and I believe them.
So when I hear that, that makes me even mad, even more upset about LeBron's cool comments. It's almost
making me not want to cheer for him, but God damn it, I'm going to cheer for these Cavs. I'm able to separate my sports fandom from reality. You know, this is the first time I've really had a feeling of not liking LeBron since he's been in the league. Like, this is one stain on his resume for me that I really don't think I'm gonna be able to
do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm gonna be able to get over it, but that doesn't defeat the fact that he's fucking amazing in basketball. Like, let's just be real. You know, a lot of fans, if they hate a person, like people say, oh, Tom Brady cheated. I fucking hate him. He sucks. Now, see, you went too far. He does not suck. If you want to call the Deflategate situation and and all the stuff that they've done is cheating, that's fine. But let's not act like Tom Brady's not dope. That's just stupid, people. Come on, LeBron's still dope. He's just a fucking asshole that said all lives matter. So we hate him for that. Just that little piece right there. That's it. Nothing else. You know, Layla Ali, you heard about her?
I heard about her, but I didn't get all the details.
Layla Ali says she will not support Black Lives Matter or do any protesting or stand up for any of the stuff that's going on because she's afraid to lose her sponsors. You're quiet.
I had to take a deep breath on that. See, I give her respect for coming out and being honest about her stance.
That's what I
when
said.
When it comes to that, I have to at least respect that. You know, rather than that old LeBron James come out with this All Lives Matter bullshit.
Right.
I respect the fact that she was like, this is my stance and this is why I'm taking this stance. I mean, this is America where money is, like you said, money can be the root to all evil. So
What would her father say if he was still here and he heard her say that?
He might hit her with an uppercut.
She might be able to handle it, though. She had a nice little chin.
That's the fruit falling far from the tree.
Man, I just didn't even like. I feel this is how I feel about the whole situation. I don't shade anybody that's not protesting, that's not kneeling, not lifting their fist. I'm not shading anybody because I don't pay your bills. I don't take care of your family. I don't feed you. I don't clothe you. I don't house you. So I'm not going to tell you how to fuck up your bag. I'm not going to do that. Okay. So I don't shade her for not doing it. I just feel a way because she said it was her sponsors. And I just think to myself, what if Muhammad Ali had not wanted to offend his sponsors and offend, you know, the country, the government, the military, you know, all the people that he had to offend to get his point across? You know, protesting was never supposed to be positive. It was never supposed to be peaceful. It wasn't supposed to be uniting. It was supposed to be aggressive. It was supposed to hurt feelings. It's supposed to cause a ruckus. It's supposed to be annoying. You know, and I don't understand the whole unity part of protesting. I don't get it. The Raptors did this whole unity fuck nigga shit thing they did during the game. And I'm just like, come on. Like, there's no unity. If we were all united, we wouldn't be saying Black Lives Matter. We're not united. I get that your team's united. I get that. You guys are united. You guys going out 82 times this year. You're going to play together as a team. I know you're fucking united. But are you united with the fact that Black people are being killed at an alarming rate by cops and there's no jail time, nothing? Like, I don't understand how that's not a problem for people. I don't understand how in Black communities like Flint, where the water is still dirty, it'll be 2 years in February. The water's still dirty. The governor still has his job. You go to these other Black communities and they're shutting down schools saying they can't afford the schools. And then 6 months later, they build a prison right on the same floor, like same grounds. And I'm like, if you don't have money for a school, why are you guys okay with it being a prison, though? People aren't noticing that. It's just a lot of stuff going on. When I go home to St. Louis, where my family lives, and I go in the grocery store and they have only like basic fruit, basic vegetables. You can't get meat from the grocery store that doesn't have fucking poisons in it. Like, you got to drive fucking 20 miles away to get some chicken with no hormones. The ghetto is filled with everything negative, everything bad to eat, bad to drink, everything, all the drugs. It's like they only allow these things to happen in the ghetto, and I'm bothered by that. Our people are having to scrape, scrounge, and kick and die and use sports or fucking rapping music, you know, or slanging drugs just to make it out. You know, and I'm just like, when are people going to notice that? And when is our country going to be tired of that? Because a lot of these Black kids are our inventors for the future, our doctors for the future, our lawyers. Black children aren't idiots. They're not stupid. They're just as smart as any other kid. If you think about it, we fucking built this whole fucking country. Of course we're smart. We're the smartest race. Duh. Look at how much we've already progressed and we come from nothing. A lot of our people who are positively influencing the world in America came from nothing. So if a person can come from where I came from and all that and make it, You're strong as shit. It's easy to make it when you got handouts, when you got family passing you shit down. You get a car and you 16. You know what I'm saying? You balling. Like, what? I would make it. I would have been made it if I had that type of upbringing.
It's like everything's given to you. Like, this, that's just the hard. That's the hardest part about it. I feel like, from my perspective, I feel like we are the only talks about unity. We are the only race that talks about trying to connect with another race.
Right.
Every other race has their own culture, religion, views, ways, what, however you want to look at it, from Indian to Japanese to, you know, from to Mexican to Hispanic. They all have their own culture and way of thinking, and they try to band together first.
Yeah,
we're the only one to try to unite. Well, let's all together. What other races do you see doing that?
Just us. And that comes from the slave mentality. That's just in our DNA now. It's like trained into us. The crab in the barrel mentality, just the fucked up things that we do. Perfect example, Nate Parker. Have you heard of the movie Birth of a Nation?
Yes.
Nat Turner. So do you know what happened? So you know what happened to Nate Parker in college, right? Do you know the story?
I've heard of it, but I said, I don't know how much of it is true or not.
Let me catch you up. Let me catch you up, because I feel like I got enough information on it. So he was in college. He was a wrestler. He was dating a girl. I think she was on the track team. I'm not really sure. Anyway, he was smashing and passing this girl for a couple years. And one night, him and his homie smashed together. And apparently, she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And the next morning, woke up in his bed, smashed again, went on a couple of days. And then, like, I don't know what happened, if it was like a rumor around school or if he said something to her. Somehow she realized that both of them had smashed on this random night. And she took them to court for rape. This is in college, keep in mind. So they go to trial. He is exonerated. There's no charges. He's done. His homie, though, you know, he was found guilty. And, you know, he had to, you know, whatever time he got, he had to deal with that. Now Nate was, you know, no charges against him, moving on with his life, becomes an actor, doing great, decides to put his own money in and borrow some money from other people to make this movie. And now it's coming out Thursday night. It won some Sundance Film Festival, like Best Picture type of thing. So it did some work. It's done some work, and it apparently is an amazing movie based on the previews and the things that I've heard. And it comes out on Thursday. And I feel like the reason that people are hating on the movie, it's not a feeling. It's true. People are saying he's a rapist and you shouldn't support the movie. Even black people. And I find that offensive, because to me, as a black woman, granted, I'm a woman. I know what it feels like to be a woman. So I have a certain feeling when I hear the word rape of a woman. Like, there's something inside of you that it shakes. So when I heard that he raped some girls, I instantly did my research. I didn't just believe what people were saying. I did research, and come to find out, he didn't rape this girl. He was not guilty. And if you look at the evidence, even like the OJ, okay, OJ could have been guilty. You know what I'm saying? But he got off. This isn't one of those OJ situations. He really deserved to get off from this rape. And people are saying, don't support the movie because he's a rapist. Black people.
I don't get it. Like, that is.
I don't even get it.
How can you exonerated, not guilty?
Yeah. He did his trial. He went to court. He did everything. And then people were mad at him because he's unapologetic about it. He's like, what y'all want me to do? I didn't rape her. I didn't. I'm not going to keep talking about it with y'all. I didn't rape her. This was something. He's in his 30s now. And now they're mad because he got a white wife. Do you feel a way about that?
It's like a rock in a hard spot.
Keep it real. Just keep it real. Do you feel a way about him having a white wife, and he is really a pro-black? He really be on the right side of things for black people.
Okay. Well, honestly, when I was younger, I used to feel a certain type of way about it, and it used to bother me. Granted, it's not nothing I would ever do, but I'm stating that I understand a person doing that if they're, because this world is just open. It's different. We don't have, it's just different.
You
it's
can't help who you fall in love with. I don't even understand. Think about
that's
this.
What I mean, you could be pro-black and still have a relationship with someone else.
Why not? Like, I think it's actually better, to be honest with you, because you can educate a non-black person, first of all. You can assist in the stupidity of people thinking that we should stay with our own kind. I don't believe that at all. I believe love is love. I don't even care if you love a dinosaur. I don't care. I feel like you should be able to date who you want. You should be able to marry whoever you want, no matter what race. And you can still be prideful in your own race and where you came from. I don't see the problem. I do not see the problem.
That's how I feel. Like, you can still love your people. You can still want your people to be great, want them to be more, but still have a love for someone else. Because this is the opposite sex, regardless of the race. This is the opposite sex. And it's normal.
Yeah, and people are trying to take the movie down saying, don't support her, you'll be supporting a rapist. How? He didn't rape anybody. And let's just say, I don't understand how a movie called Birth of a Nation that's about slavery, that's written by, like, this is the black point of view, okay? This is the black point of view. Why would you not even want to go see it? Why not? Why is it that black people feel like they can't support black people? Let's just say he did rape her. Let's just say he did. Let's say he did some time. Let's say he did whatever the law said he needed to do. And he moved on when he got past it, became an actor, and made this movie. You still won't support it because of a mistake he made? I don't get it. It's like you have to be perfect in black people's eyes. Like, why do we do that to each other?
Mentality. That's why I said that mentality. I don't know how. Like, that crabs in the bucket, that mentality, that old saying, it's like, it's real. I don't know how to break it. How do we stop it? How do we make person acknowledge that they're doing it?
It's embarrassing, man. It's totally embarrassing. The worst part about it, I'm going to see the movie. I don't give a damn what nobody says. I go see
I'm going to see it.
You know what's so funny about me, and my husband makes fun of me about it, but I don't give a shit because this is just who I am. I go see all black movies. Good, bad, terrible, whatever. I go see all of them. You know why? Because white people go see terrible white people movies. So what? White people don't make all the best movies in the world. Some of them shits are trash and people still go see them. So why not? These are black actors. If they're black actors, they're trying to act. They're trying to make a living. This is their craft. I'm going to support it. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to tell you it was good, but I'll go watch it. I'll go see what you're talking about. I'll go see what you're doing because it's just me supporting black business, supporting black actors. And I support anybody that's trying to do something. You don't just have to be black, but if there's a black movie or a black anything, I do my best to support it, especially if it's done right.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so either.
That's what we alluded to. Like, you want to support your people because you have a son and he's black. You have a daughter and she's black. That's just the way life is, and I don't see a problem with it. If someone has their own business, most of the time, they're going to give it to their son.
Yeah, we don't even have a choice to support white business. They run everything. They own everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get a chance to support my people, I'm supporting them.
I absolutely do. So I'm for sure going to see this movie. I'm going to make Brent go, too, because, you know, he... I'm not even going to get into Brent. I'm going to get into him today. He in a bad mood anyway, so I'm going to leave him alone. You know, he's a sore loser. Sore fucking loser.
Back to back.
So he's a sore loser. So I'm going to leave Brent alone. But we will definitely go see this movie because I just feel like I want to support black acting. There's not enough support for black acting. Good, bad, whatever. I'm going to support it because you know what? These fucking Kardashians get support from everywhere. And they don't have... what is the skill? Brent keeps asking, what is the skill of it? What is a Kardashian skill?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Playing their role to the best of their ability.
You said it. You know what I said it was? Finding a way to make people want to know what you're doing all day long. They did it. They figured out a way to make people care about what they're doing all day long. All day.
No education.
Nothing.
No skills. No. Oh, they got skills.
And people support their shows, their businesses, everything they do is being supported, but nobody wants to support a Birth of a Nation because allegedly he raped somebody, which he did not do. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to me that you motherfuckers know Kim Kardashian's every move. They know every dick that's been inside Khloe Kardashian. They know how many kids fucking, what's the oldest one? She actually the only one that I even think is respectable.
Courtney.
They know how many kids she got. Fucking, they know how many surgeries Kylie's had. And Kendall, the supermodel, she's the only original Kardashian. She's the only one that looked like she got her original everything. And she gets no love. Nobody care about her. But for some reason, y'all want to support that type of shit, but you don't want to support black actors and actresses. Get the fuck out of here. Do you believe that somebody robbed Kim Kardashian? Do you believe it? At gunpoint?
Robbed?
You ain't hear about it?
And where was she at to be robbed?
Paris.
Anyway.
In Paris. She was in Paris. Niggas in Paris. You know she thinks she black. Niggas in Paris was out there with $11 million in jewelry or some shit like that in a private apartment. Concierge, front desk, people buzzed in. Some men, five men dressed as cops, came in. And when they got to her house or apartment, they put on ski masks, held her at gunpoint, taped her mouth closed, and robbed her.
$11 million?
Yes. And two cell phones.
Wow.
Kanye was on stage, by the way, performing, and somebody ran out on stage and whispered something in his ear, and he was like, "Oh, I gotta go, family emergency." Dropped the mic and took off running when he heard about it. So that's kind of, you know, people was all mad that he did that, and I'm like, are y'all serious? That's still his wife, even though she's got no talent or anything like that. She's still his wife and the mother of his children. Like, what the fuck y'all think he give a fuck about performing for y'all while his wife had a gun to her head? Like, come on.
Gun to my head, got gagged. I'm on in or out right now.
I'm in route, my nigga, but I don't know if I believe it, because they do a lot of shit for publicity. I don't think she needs $11 million like that, but, you know, I don't know what people will do to pay off, to get some insurance off of it. I don't fucking know. All I know is why I don't understand why she was alone. Why was she alone?
Why is $11 million there in anything?
It's all fishy to me. All this shit is completely fishy, and it stinks. But, I mean, if it is true, I probably won't give a damn that I didn't care, that I didn't believe it was true. I really won't care. I won't give a fuck if it was true. I won't even say sorry. I'll just be like, oh, this time it wasn't a lie. Cool.
We rocking up the same boat.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So I know you know NBA's back, and we don't really have shit to talk about with the NBA. It's preseason. Nobody's getting any heavy minutes. The games don't matter, you know, all that stuff. So we gotta talk about this Monday night game. All right. We got the Vikings, who are undefeated 3-0, and the Giants, who are 2-1, Monday night. Now, I know you love football. Who do you think? We got Sam Bradford versus Eli Manning. Who's better quarterback?
We're going to have to go with Eli. I mean, Eli is the better.
That was a dumb question, by the way.
He's the best.
Just wanted to see where you were. Eli's a really good quarterback, but there's something going on in New York right now. I don't really know what it is, but I think, did you see Odell like hit the fucking ball, the punting net thing, and that shit hit his ass back? Pow, bitch ass nigga. Nigga, that was karma like a motherfucker. I was like, I was laughing so hard. Like, this nigga got hit back. Wasn't even ready. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't ready. And I just feel like he got too much antics, too many things going on the sideline. And I feel like if this team is going to go anywhere, Eli is the leader. He's the captain. He got to really go around and snatch some niggas up, because although I haven't been watching a lot of their games, I've caught them here and there. They just look very undisciplined. They just look very out of shape, out of place, you know, random penalties. They got the Odell Beckham, whatever his, what is he doing this year? Is he still dancing? He didn't score last game. So I don't know what's going on, but they just seem a little bit out of whack right now. And
it's not that there's something wrong with them, but I honestly think Eli Manning plays a big part of it.
Well, he's the veteran leader on the team, 2 Super Bowls. Like, what is this, 12 years he's been in the league? Yeah, he got to somehow take command of this team and make sure that everybody's doing what the hell they're supposed to do, because it's not like they're terrible. They're still a really good team. Now, they did have some injuries on defense, which everybody deals with. Everybody goes through injuries, but they got the injury bug is fucking them up right now. I think they've got like 7 players out or some shit like that.
Man,
they got a lot of players on defense.
Three cornerbacks.
2 running backs, Shane Vereen, Rashad Jennings. Like, they are banged up. Cromartie, I'm not sure if he's going to play. Eli Apples, I don't know if he's going to play. Darian Thompson, Nate, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. Got a concussion. Like, what is going on? I don't know.
Nate Burhey.
Burhey. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
They got a lot of injuries, and they're still 2-1. Like, they're 2-1.
Yeah, I watched that game, too.
What did you see in that game?
Eli Manning. It's just what it is, football. In any sport, you want to go to your superstar. You telling me this is a clutch situation to try to win a game. In my first look, let me look for somebody else. Mm. It was like Eli throwing interceptions on purpose. And he's a 2-time champ. He has 3 good receivers. So I feel like he should make better decisions than those.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't get to see that last possession. I do know I got nothing with what you just said. You're right. I would have been looking for Odell, and it would have been a situation where Odell would have had to lose the game.
Possessions, though. It was 2 possessions. It was 2 separate, 2 fourth quarter possessions. Like, it's just like, man, his receiver corps is to make excuse when you got a guy like Dak Prescott, who's a rookie, who's gone 4 games and hasn't thrown an interception.
I knew you wanted to just throw
it. No interceptions, and you're a 2-time champion, and you have one of the best receiving corps in the league. And you can't not give the ball away?
Now is he's 4 touchdowns and 3 picks in 3 games. And 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions isn't terrible, but anytime you're turning the ball over and your defense isn't getting turnovers, they have no interceptions on defense so far this sacks on the season. So when your defense is just not producing, and I'm not saying their defense is terrible, they're just not getting turnovers. You can't miss the first be on the field much longer, and then you're losing possession. So going into a game against the Minnesota Vikings, oh my God. I don't do stats. You know I don't do stats. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been watching the Vikings though. I've been watching. My Lord, the defense is balling. They're only allowing 295 yards.
True. You see it.
They're allowing 115 rushing yards, 211 passing yards. They got 15 sacks. Shout out to them for that, because, you know, the culture appreciates anytime you slam Cam, all lives matter. Somebody asked me on Twitter why I think the Panthers are playing bad, and I just put karma. And he was like, I don't get it. They're angels, and they fly around hitting people and doing things to help out the black culture. I believe this. I don't know if it's true, but I just believe that our ancestors are amongst us. That's what's happening to Cam Newton right now. That's just my theory. The slaves are stepping in.
It was too hard.
Yes, he did try to defend it. I don't know what the hell Cam's doing, but shout out to the Vikings defense for softening him up. I never wish for injuries on any play. I really hope he's not playing Monday. I really hope he's just, the concussion is just not all the way there, and they got.
Need that win.
Need that, yes. But the defense has 9 turnovers, and they're only allowing 13 points a game.
With the line being shaky.
Yeah. Man. This is going to be a good game, and I'm not talking about like it's going to be, oh, it's so exciting. I think that the Vikings, I'll definitely be here for it. Now, the best advantage that I would say that the Giants have is the Vikings' offensive line is a little shifty as well. They don't have a great of that if they want. They're going to have to – Sam Bradford, let me tell you something. People hate Sam Bradford. They think he falls apart. He has 0 turnovers, okay? 0.
Yeah.
He's only been sacked 6 times. 0 That's why. So you can have a You can have a subpar, bum, basic, whatever you want to call Bradford.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the Giants, the only advantage they have, I talked to Olivia Vernon today, and I feel bad, but I don't give a shit. Not to get Sam Bradford to turn the ball over, you're probably going to lose. And you're probably going to need more than one turnover. And the reason I say that, yeah, so you have to have just as many turnovers as they have on your defense. And I know they're banged up. I'm nervous, too, for next week. When it's on Monday night, everybody's watching. Everybody's judging. Yeah. Everybody's important for the Giants, not just because they're facing an undefeated team and this is like a big defensive challenge, but next week they got the Ravens after that, and they got the Rams after that, and then the Eagles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's going to be tough. So they're rolling into a really, really tough stretch. So the best thing for them to do right now is to not lose the game. They need to just show good. They need to show well. They need to be firm in the aspect of, we're not going to on film getting abused. I think they run cover four in Minnesota. Once teams see you get abused and you're not able to attack that on the ground and punish your running backs, like it's going to be a trend if the Giants don't come out of this. They shouldn't have lost last week or something.
Yeah, more than that. To watch, yeah, they was up. It was turnovers.
You cannot have that showing. That they fell apart in the second half last week. You go into the next four games, going to be all bad after that. Tell me what you think about Sam Bradford and how he's been playing. Because I don't think you were a fan.
I'm not a fan of Sam Bradford. I don't think he's horrible. I'm just not a fan of him.
Were you anticipating them still being 3-0 with him playing?
Yes, because Teddy Bridgewater sucks.
Oh, my God.
To me. I'm sorry. You know, I support my black quarterbacks.
There you go.
If you can't throw the ball down field, it's hard. That's Tannehill 2.0. You know it.
I'm giving him more credit than Tannehill. At least he's a legit quarterback. He's a real quarterback. Tannehill's a receiver.
Sam Bradford, to me, he gives them the best chance to be successful, especially if they're able to run the ball. Like, if they're able to run the ball now with the receivers they got, with Diggs and Treadwell and Johnson, all of them are fast and athletic receivers. You got a quarterback that's not scared to throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, but they don't really run the ball that well. Like, they really don't. I'm going to whisper this. They don't really do anything good.
Now they don't run the ball.
Sam Bradford has 457 yards. Now, granted, he didn't play in every game. He didn't play, I think, the first game. But he only has 457 yards total. Total.
It's one of the worst offenses in it. And I think they only run for like 50 yards a game.
Yeah. McKinnon has 53 yards. He's averaging 2.8 yards a carry.
This is the game, though.
Yeah. I mean, to me.
This is the game.
To me, they may get a slight challenge with this Giants defense, the front four, really mainly the front two. But I don't think this is going to be a big challenge for them unless the Giants defense really comes out and just goes balls to the wall. And they don't do anything special. They're averaging about 21 points a game. The league average is 24.
Who's averaging? No, you got to count it. The defense has two touchdowns.
I don't count those. No, I'm not counting those.
Okay, so
no.
Okay, so
I'm counting what the offense does. They have three touchdowns.
In a good position.
Three whole touchdowns for Sam Bradford for the season. Three whole ones. Three. Zero turnovers, though. That's the key. The key to this game is going to be the turnovers. Who's going to turn the ball over? I don't care who it is. Whoever turns the ball over the most will for sure lose the game. For sure.
I don't see it happen. I don't see Giants. Giants haven't forced a turnover all year.
I know.
The Vikings haven't turned the ball over all year.
I know.
I don't see that change.
Strange things happen, though, Hustle. It ain't going to happen today, I don't think. But
with these backups, yeah.
Just think about Monday night.
Both safeties are out.
Think about Monday night.
Quarterback out.
Think about Monday night. When it's Monday night, next man up is way more important than a Sunday game. I don't care what nobody says, because everybody's watching. Everybody's watching. And I just feel like the Giants, I'm hoping they give us the best performance of the season. I still think it's going to be an L. But tonight is a very important night for them. And I'm curious to see if they're going to do anything, if there's going to be any changing as far as scheme, anything. Because if not, I just feel like the Vikings are going to really set some records of slamming Eli to the ground.
So what do you think the score is going to be?
Cam Newton got slammed 8 times. 8. 8 sacks. Considering the Vikings are only scoring about, the offense is only scoring 21 points a game. If I throw in another defensive touchdown, that makes it 28 points. I'm going to say the final score is going to be 28 to 17.
Wow.
Yeah. 17.
That's a lot, though.
I think it's going to be 17. Let me tell you why, too, because a lot of times what happens is if a team is pretty much slammed you so many times, in the fourth quarter, everybody's kind of chilling. And you might get some garbage stats, a garbage touchdown when the defense is just playing safe and they're just like, okay, nobody get beat deep. Just let them catch it mentality. That happens a lot. So
yeah.
What do you think? What is your prediction?
I mean, I was thinking more line was like 24-6. I don't see the Giants being able to do much.
Damn. I do feel you. I do. I'm only trying to give these receivers and Eli some respect. I'm trying to give Odell Beckham is a talented player. I'm trying to say Odell going to get in the end zone. He got to this week. Doesn't he have to? Last week he had about 122 yards on 7 catches, nothing in the end zone. I think they make a point to go at the secondary in the red zone this time because they flubbed it last week. You didn't even go to your star player. They have to now.
That is true because after that bad game from Julio, yeah, I had one catch. I wasn't hurt. He came out this weekend.
My nigga. I texted Julio. I said, dog, I've been saying Julio's the best receiver in the league since, I want to say, 2012.
You've been yelling it.
Yeah, I've been saying it. And so when I texted him after the game, I said, dog, if anybody thinks that you're not the best receiver in the league after this game, like, they should just be slapped. Like, it's so clear. And there is no shade at Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan's a really good quarterback. But imagine if Julio had a Ben Roethlisberger, a Tom Brady, like somebody that could really fucking sling that bitch. And imagine if he had another, and I'm not shading on Sanu or nothing like that, but imagine if he had another counter, a person that you really legit had to look like, had to take care of. You know what I'm saying? If he had somebody out there helping him. He's really just Julio? Running. Yeah.
It's hard to say that because I want to say they have the number one offense in the league.
Duh. Now, they have not. Julio been on the team for a while. So that's why people were saying he wasn't the best. And I was just like, you can't just assume things. You can't just look at stats and be like, oh, well, his stats aren't this, his stats aren't that. The receiver has no control. They have. That's the one position on the field that you legit have to rely on somebody else for your stats. Julio could run the best routes in the world. He could juke every corner. He could be the fastest. He could have the best hands, great catch radius. If the quarterback can't get the ball to him, what's the point?
Man.
You know? And I'm not saying Matt Ryan wasn't able to get the ball to him. He wasn't last couple years. He wasn't getting the ball to him. Yeah.
He just can't get the ball.
But they have figured some shit out. And even though they're in the same division as us, I'm a fan. He got my husband got to cover him. I'm a fan. I don't cheer for Julio when we play against them, but when we don't, I'm rooting, cheering, going hard. That is my favorite player in the league right now.
You got a Julio Jones jersey?
Nah, come on, my nigga. You know Brent Grimes ain't have no. There's no other football jersey that can go on my back besides Brent Grimes. He's not with none of those shits. None. I can't even wear a Drew Brees jersey. I wouldn't wear one now after his whole All Lives Matter bullshit he done said, but he's still my favorite quarterback. Goddamn, Drew Brees. All my favorite players are letting me down.
Man.
First LeBron, now Drew Brees. Who's next? Who's next? Brent Grimes gonna come out and say all lives matter. I wish he would. I'd divorce his ass as soon as he got them.
It should be a contract between me and you.
My nigga. Brent Grimes would. Brent knows all lives don't matter. He knows, and he more white than anything. And he knows all lives don't fucking matter.
Hey,
that shit is wild. But anyways, okay, so you sticking, what was your final score?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I mean, like I said, it's a chance Odell Beckham could have a big game, you know. But I mean, you know, I just don't see it. Purple people eaters, man, that defense is suffocating. Just, they like the Denver Broncos, the Baltimore Ravens. I feel like they're pushing in that territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to count, man, I'm talking they got. Like Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin, like the front four, the linebacker, and they don't have any weaknesses, in my opinion.
And they got a pretty solid secondary. Like it's all put together quite nicely. If they only had a quarterback, it would be straight to the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Mm.
They're for sure making the playoffs.
They are 3-0. Yeah, they at 4-0 after today. You might as well count them in.
Yeah, they're going. Long as his defense stays healthy, they are going to be pretty hard to beat. Especially with Sam Bradford not turning the ball over.
For them, though.
Yeah.
This game could be big. If he can find a rhythm with his receivers against his secondary that's kind of depleted and get their confidence going, that can carry over for the rest of the season.
Yeah, they got after this game, they got the Texans, then they have a bye. Then they have the Eagles. Those are going to be two tough games right there. Not like hard, but they're going to be, you know, pretty tough. And then they got the Bears and then the Lions after that.
That's kind of soft to me.
Yeah, they can win all four of those games. All four.
Can be all four of those.
Yeah, and if there's no turnovers, if Sam Bradford continues to not turn this ball over and just play that basic old three-step drop, dink and dunk, you know, get a yard or two here and there, carrying the ball, keeping the defense honest, just dink and dunk your way on down there, get you a field goal every now and then, get a touchdown, no turnovers, perfect game plan. We looking at what's the little bitch ass nigga? I need to work on my language. Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer.
We looking at a Trent Dilfer type of Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is true. Look at Trent Dilfer. What was the guy? Rex Grossman.
Yeah. This could be one of those seasons. I would be here for it because right now this league is really all about offense. And here we got a team, you know, averaging 21 points a game and undefeated and whooping everybody's ass. So this is kind of strange in this pass-happy 40-point type of games offense in NFL of 2016. It's crazy. But a win is a win.
But look at it though. Most of the great defensive teams are the teams that really get to the big game when it matters. The teams who play the best defense
because they create more turnovers and they give your offense more possessions. Yeah,
more possessions, more like this. That's what Carolina was good last year. The defense was great. I don't know what their numbers are this year, but it doesn't look like they're you know.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It's karma. I think our slaves are coming in and touching
negative spirit.
Our angel slaves.
Cool juice.
We got angel slaves coming around, floating around and tapping people. Like I was just like, he finally got a concussion of all these games and he's been getting cracked over the head. It was strange to see that one blow be the one that made him get the concussion. And I was like, maybe it's just there were so many hits that finally that's the one that cracked the egg.
Yeah, something's going to have to change. He didn't got hit a lot this year.
Yeah, I think it's on purpose. Changes. I think it's on purpose. I think the referees aren't giving him any calls. So you know where it came from. And that's a shame after he said all lives matter and there's no racism and he's still not getting no calls. That's what you get. You should have got out there and said Black Lives Matter. You should have had them pig socks on like Kaepernick.
Then, you know what I'm saying?
then they have a reason not to give you no damn penalties.
You think he's going to get to play again?
He might play Monday. Cam Newton is a dog. He's a workhorse. I expect him to run out of that tunnel on Monday. I'm hoping he doesn't. to help my team out. But I expect him to run out of that tunnel, and I hopefully we crack his egg again and get the win on Monday.
That's gonna be a good. That's gonna be a much needed win.
Man, you telling me in Carolina? It's gonna be rough, but
I can tell you.
Go ahead.
Now I was gonna say about that game, the Carolina-Tampa Bay. Carolina receivers have been struggling all year.
That's because their quarterback's struggling.
Yeah. So we don't want this Monday night game to be the game that we start hearing from them again.
No, we don't. We fucking don't. I don't even know why you brought that bullshit up. I'm about to hang up on you. Don't be talking about that they might find it next week against us. Get the fuck off my phone, Hustle. I will holler at you later, all right?
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Man, he would want to end my damn podcast on some bullshit saying they gonna find themselves against us on Monday night. Fuck that shit. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I did it for you. Totally for you. There was a lot of other things I want to talk about. I don't like to talk about a team for an hour without somebody that's actually covering the team. I feel like it's a little bit of a disrespectful thing for me to have a whole hour long discussion about a team that I don't cover, that I don't know all the ins and outs and all that kind of stuff. So I hope you guys appreciate that I got it out for you today, because it's Monday and I love you. I appreciate you guys. I will be back Thursday covering the game Thursday night. And just so you know, I'm not covering the game next Monday. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Because even if I had somebody on, I'm going to want to counter some of the shit they say about the game. And I've told my husband I won't do that. I'm not going to cover them. I might still do a podcast. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do. But it for sure will not cover the Panthers and the Bucks, out of respect for the agreement that my husband and I have. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I will holler at you Thursday. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.